Now I drop down to the third division here, where God the Holy Spirit suggests that men trust the Savior and trust the Son. And verse 10 here, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his word. You have here a wooing word. The Holy Spirit speaks a soothing and imploring word to trust and rest in God's servant. Now he turns from that here and gives a warning word in verse 11. Listen to this. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Now, we had the wooing word. Here is the warning word. This verse is in contrast, sharp contrast, to verse 10. There is the wooing word. He implores them. But here it's the warning word. And the warning is to those who walk in the light of their own fire. A man said to me some time ago, he said, McGee, I heard you on the radio. I disagree with you about salvation. He says, let me tell you what I think about it. Well, he was ready to build a fire and wanted us both to sit there and try to warm by his fire. And I knew that it was a phony fire, that it would give off no heat or light either. And so I just said to him, frankly, I don't mean to be ugly or rude, but I don't want to hear what you think, because what you think and what I think is quite meaningless. It's what God said. And we need to walk in the light of the Lord Jesus. He is the light of the world. Now, when you and I reject him who is the light of the world, then we generally walk in the light of our own little fire down here. And there's a warning. You're going to lie down by that fire in sorrow. And it means you're eternally lost.